got to look at it with regards to character and leadership qualities. Football is about problem solving, and one of those problems is if you do go 1-0 down, it becomes a problem, but you've still got 70 minutes to get back. Even if you take a draw in the 94th minute, doesn't matter. You know, if you relate football to boxing, if you get a punch and you hit the deck, you can't lay on the deck and hope that the other fella will walk out the ring. You've got to make sure that you get up and get focused again, put the gum shield back in and come out fighting. That was the way I was always taught and the way I always played. So, yeah, you know, in games, you're going to go in front, you're going to go behind. We've found ourselves behind a lot more times this year than we have in front. But we've got to show better qualities in regards to mindsets, focus, desire, character, leadership, and come out. I have to say this season's been a very frustrating and very strange season so far, because we are capable of better than what we're showing at the minute. I've said to the lads, I think we're playing at 75% at times at the minute. Sometimes we get up to 80, 85. Crawley with 10 men recently, like against Luton at home. You know, if you go back, start of the season, Cheltenham, we deserve to win. Newport, we deserve to win. The performance against Barnsley away, you know, real good positives. If you drop your standards, or you feel sorry for yourself, you don't show that character, then you can lose games 3-0 very easily. In a game that wasn't a 3-0, in my opinion, and having looked back over the game, it wasn't 3-0, but we didn't pick ourselves up and react in the right manner when we did concede.
So is it a question of the players not doing as they're being asked to do, or do you think it's the actual game plan that's wrong in the first place? Is it, you said it's 75-80%, are they just not listening, do you think?
No, I wouldn't say so, because there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. There's certain aspects of certain individual players that need to brush up on. Runs into the box being one of them. Where to run, unselfish running to receive, running to run a defender off to create space for someone else. All things that we've looked at and we've worked on, which will give us a better chance of winning games. But it's easy to look at this and look at that. We started the game really well the other night for 20 minutes, and you're thinking, great, it's just a matter of time before we get our nose in front. If we get our nose in front, momentum, you know, built, we're at home, crowd behind us, coming off the back of a win on Saturday, you know, you could go on and win the game comfortably. But we made a poor decision, giving the ball away in a key area at a key time, didn't react in the right manner, and suddenly we find ourselves 1-0 down. So that's football for you. You know, as I say, it's no good having a go, and then once you get punched on the chin, that's you over, you're out of the game. We need to respond better in the way that we did, because for that spell we had a little wobble and we never really got up to the heights of the first 20 minutes for the next 40, 50 minutes after that. It was only when they got the second goal, we went down the other end and hit the crossbar and forced a couple of corners, had a couple of opportunities, keepers made a few saves. So what we've spoke about today as a group is basics, and we know we're not firing all cylinders at the minute, or we haven't been. Now and then in games we have done, but the basics are, when you're attacking, end product, working the keeper, like I've just said, runs to receive, to create space, second phase, offset plays maybe, you know, desire to get into the box, communication, and it's exactly the same at the other end. You look at how the goals are conceded, clear your lines, defend first and foremost, don't be beat 1v1, don't steam out of defensive positions, don't be beaten in 1v1 duels in the air. You know, the second goal was a comedy of all those things that I spoke about: aggression, desire, communication, go and win the ball, go and clear the lines. And the third goal was very much the same as well. So we've got to brush up on all those little areas, and they only might be 0.5% here or 1% here, 2% there, but put them all together, it'll give us a much better chance of winning more games than what we are at the minute.
There's a chance to put things right on Saturday at home again to Grimsby, but more pressure really, because the other results on Tuesday night at the bottom of the table did not go in your favour, did they?
No.
There's pressure on, isn't there?
Yeah, obviously that's that goes with the game. I'm not soft. I know the way the game works. You know, the bottom three sides won. But we're going into the game against Port Vale thinking, right, if we can win tonight, we can maybe go ahead of Crawley, we can go ahead of them, if we can go ahead of them, even the likes of Crewe won as well. So it's difficult. We lost the game. It's hard to take. But like I said, in life, in football, you can't feel sorry for yourselves. You've got to show a bit of balls, a bit of character, and come out fighting. You know, we're back at home now. We haven't had a great time at home over the last couple of games. You know, losing against Crawley, losing Tuesday, obviously, drawing against Luton. We haven't scored after the chances that we've created in all three games has been very, very, very big percentage of chances created, but not the percentage of conversions has been poor. We haven't scored, so we're going to make sure that we brush up at that end. And obviously defensively, we've got to, as I say, get back to basics and make sure that we do the right things. If it's there to be clear the ball. If it's there to be headed, go and win your header. If your mate's battling, you get round them and you make sure you back them up. If you need to recover, you get your foot on the gas and you make a good recovery run to get yourself back into a defensive position. So all them little bits, that's what we've got to brush up on. Yeah, it's an opportunity to bounce back quickly after Tuesday. But again, we're playing a side who are doing all right at the minute. They've just won the last couple themselves. They'll be coming here thinking, right, great time to play Morecambe. But I'll be saying to our lads, this is a great opportunity for us to bounce back. You know, any side's beatable. We've got to make sure that we embrace the challenge, come out fighting, and turn in a better show than what we did over the 90 minutes on Tuesday.